All right, hello everyone. I've been meaning to make a video and I had just honestly been so busy writing and didn't really sit down to make a video. But I think this is the perfect time because I'm here and I feel so called to talk about this topic that I just had a conversation with my therapist slash coach about. So I wanted to just flow and share what's on my heart, what's on my experience recently, because I'm just so happy. So today I wanted to share about the concept of living from a surrendered place. And I want to share with you know, my story, a very honestly vulnerable story, a very real experience for me. It's not all love and light. It's definitely, you know, was very painful, but it really taught me a lesson about surrendering. So that's what I wanted to share today. And my hope is that, you know, by me sharing my story and my experience with you, it inspires you to live from a state of surrender. It inspires you to look at your life and, you know, just see the different parts where you can call in your version of yourself that, you know, live from that place of surrender. So basically, as of late, when I quit my previous corporate job, it was a very painful experience. And because of the emotional exhaustion that my heart was experiencing, I didn't feel like it was possible for me to keep pushing and striving. So before this experience, I was the type of person that, you know, would like have a lot of ambition and go for what she wants and, you know, strive for the thing or, you know, just like, let's just say striving, right? Like that state of striving that was very natural for me. And I actually took a lot of pride in the state of striving. It was like, oh, I needed to get to this goal. I needed to do this. I needed to achieve that. So for me, that state was very prominent before I quit my corporate job. But looking back, what I realized is what that state was doing is I was just running away from myself, really. Like, it looks like I was running towards my goals. It looks like I was running towards what really mattered to me. But that state was really nervous system dysregulation, and it was just like me running away from myself. So when I quit that job and it came to a very painful place, I came to the place where I was just so emotionally exhausted that I just started spending time in nature, spending time with myself, just to like come back to myself. And that's when I started to surrender. I started to just say, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I don't need to control how a circumstance or a situation is going to turn out. I don't need to, you know, make sure that things go a certain way. I just want to let go. I just want to let go and release and let whatever happen, happen, and just let whatever be, be. So when I got into that state of surrender for myself, when I was in nature, then the guidance started coming in, and the guidance was like, you know, do this, do that, start writing, start sharing your what's on your heart, your content, just start sharing yourself, right? And that's when I started to write and share on my Instagram, and that's when people started to come in. I grew my account within like 2, 3 weeks, 6 times. I had 100-ish followers at the beginning, and at the time that I'm speaking now, I have 600 followers, which to me is insane because like the heart has such a big power when it comes to guiding you to where you're supposed to go. And I'm just so grateful because for me, all of this is just me calling in my own community. And, you know, certain things that I had written about, I was writing for myself. I was really writing as a reminder for myself. And it became something that other people related with and, you know, was also reminded for themselves. And so to me, the number is shocking. I looked at how many people I was able to reach within the past, two, 3 weeks that I started doing this, and it's 167,000 people as we're speaking right now, which to me is just so beautiful. Like, I am so grateful for this impact. And to me, this is coming from the state of living surrendered. I'm not waking up and I'm saying, I have to reach a certain goal. I'm not waking up and saying, I have to strive for this. I have to make this happen. I don't do that anymore because I realize that when I put myself in that state, I'm running away from myself. So now what I do is every day I just wake up and I'm just like, I'm just gonna be myself today and do what it is that I love to do what it is that feels natural for me, and do what it is that just it's like it's really right from my heart. It's like do what it is that is just like true to my being, and I'm gonna do just what it is that I truly desire, what it is that my heart really wants, not what it is that I should be doing. I'm coming out of that state of nervous system dysregulation to a place of just regulating myself. It's like, today I'm gonna spend time in the sun. Today I'm gonna go to the park. Today I'm going to do this. And like, it's, I acknowledge that this is a privilege that I have created for myself, having already saved up money so that, I'm not like just thinking, oh my God, I need to have a job and pay my bills. So I acknowledge there is a privilege of circumstance that I've created for myself where I have savings that, would give me cushion for a certain amount of time. So for me, it's like giving myself that permission to just rest, relax, and come back to myself. And the greatest lesson that came from this is like, wow, I want to live from this state of rest and relaxation. Like, why didn't I do that before? Why was I always running and chasing and burning myself out? And I realized that that came from the place of, my self-worth is attached to my accomplishment. My self-worth is attached to my productivity. My self-worth is attached to my outer circumstances, my outer results, versus when I'm resting and relaxing and taking, recharging. It's like my self-worth is not tied to any of that. If as long as I tie my self-worth to all of those things, I'm gonna always just live in a state of survival, burning myself out, running away from myself, chasing something outside of me. And at this point, I'm just kind of like, I'm done with that. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to come home to myself. I want to be with who I am. I want to be authentic to who I am. I want to come home to myself. I want to live in my own state of being, my own state of relaxation, of recharge. I want to live in my own state of peace and nervous system regulation. So for me, when I look at this journey that I just recently went through, to me, it's really breaking generational trauma because my parents and their parents grew up in nervous system dysregulation, from the war in Vietnam, from the struggles, the famine, the violence, all of the horrible things that happened during wartime and more. Being in a third world country, right? Like, they went through so much. And for me in this lifetime, I came to the commitment that I wanted to live in a state of peace and relaxation for not just myself, but for my parents and our generations before this. I want to know that my way of living is not just for me, but I'm healing generations before me and I'm healing generations after me. So I came to that commitment at such a deep level through this experience of, feeling so exhausted. Like, my heart was just so exhausted from that workplace that I left. And I came to this beautiful state of surrender. And I'm just so grateful. And I have to say that I didn't do this all by myself. I actually had a therapist slash coach who really held me through this experience. I mean, not just her, but a community of people. So for me, I don't share this from a place of, oh, I did it all myself. I truly believe that we heal together. You know, we heal in partnership, we heal in relationships, we heal in community. So for me, I knew that when I was going through a hard time in the past, I would have tried to go through it myself. But that was my trauma, you know, going through things myself, that was my trauma. Thinking that I couldn't rely on other people, I didn't have anyone. But this time, when I was going through something difficult, I knew that I needed support. So I turned to the therapist or my coach and say, you know, this is what's happening and I need your support. I turned to my spiritual community and allowing people to come in, allowing new friendships, new relationships to come in and just supporting me. And so now I'm at this place where I'm like, living from this place is so beautiful. Living from this state of surrendering to life is so beautiful, and I wouldn't want to change that for anything. Not changing that for the state of survival and striving, and like, I gotta do that and that. And like, it's so crazy because our society, there are so many people that are doing that and they are successful. And so when we look at those templates and we think, well, if they are successful doing that, I have to do that in order to be successful. But what I've learned is that if people succeed through that way, and that's fine for them, but if I don't want to do that, I don't have to do that. I don't have to do it that way. I just don't have to. And I'm not letting myself to because it's not right for me. I know that. So for me, this topic of living surrender is just hitting me at such a deep level. I have made a video before this when I was in Bali. I was reading the book Surrendering Experiment by Michael Singer. And in that book, I remember there's a video. So if you are interested, you can come back and find that video. But I was talking about the concept of surrendering as well. And I think for me, in this video, for me to share about surrendering, it's just like it has hit me at a deeper level. And I feel my being changed. I feel the way I'm approaching situations and relationships and everything in my life has changed. And I just want to live from this state of truth. To me, it's like surrendering is the state of truth. Whereas if I'm chasing something, I'm running towards something, I'm grasping for something, I'm trying to get something. It's like, what am I running away from, you know? But if I'm living surrender to the present moment, it's like I'm facing my truth. I am present in my truth. I can be here. And that is the most, oh, peaceful nervous system relaxation place that, like, I believe all of us can come to. So I'm glad I shared this message, and it feels like this message is complete, and it's 11 and 11. So thank you for being here, for watching this, and I'm just so grateful. Bye.